Today I will be reading from Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The word of God for the people of God. And now let's make a warm welcome for Leilani, who will be gracing us with another message this morning. Thank you, Mary. I am amazed at how God works in our lives. Amen. He works in a moment. It might take him some time before the message gets through to a thick brain sometimes. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor Vicki usually, in the past, has said, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time, can you cover Sunday for us? And I didn't hear from her, and I didn't hear from her, and I said, well, maybe there's a plan, maybe, you know, and not that I was expecting it, but I wanted to be prepared. And so I think it was Monday, I got an email from her and said, can you cover Sunday? I'm sorry it's late. I've just been busy. And I said, well, sure, you know. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to preach on, but we'll do this. What's funny is that I didn't know about your closing. And my sermon today is about change happens. Hello. That wasn't the sermon I started. It's not the one I started, but it's the one I changed about a day or two after I had started the other one. And I thought, God, I'm not sure why I'm supposed to change this, but change happens. So that's the way it is. First of all, I wanted to say your comment about the colors. When I was driving here today, I'm like, you know what? I really need to bring up the colors this year because that's the master painting. I am so amazed. I'm picturing him. I'm picturing him sitting down and saying, okay, it's that time again, and I need to make some changes. Change happens, mm-hmm. even with God. And he just paints this brilliant masterpiece over and over again every year. And it's never, ever the same. Okay, never, ever the same. The oranges sometimes are brighter, the reds are sometimes brighter, and even the browns are beautiful this year. They just blend right in, and I'm like, wow. I can't imagine even being the artist to paint such brilliant colors. In the praise song today, the battles. Battles happen every day, okay? They happen every day, and but they don't just belong to you. They belong to Jesus because, and God. Because if God isn't there fighting them with us, they are so much harder. Okay? Always look to God when you're in the middle of something that is a battle for you. Fall is coming. You feel it in the air. You see it in the air. You smell it. The leaves are changing color and falling to the ground. And again, I didn't know about the closing. Just some creatures of the earth are looking for a safe escape for what is about to happen when temperatures fall to that brisk chill in the air. Changes in us happen every day. Today we feel great. Tomorrow the aches and pains of what you did yesterday show up in the way you move and feel. Changes around us, whether in our lives or in the world, and surely there is change not only in our church, but all the churches around us. It's a people and a world issue. Mm-hmm. Looking at the leaves falling, I often wonder what it would truly be like if God was not there to catch us when we stumble and fall. I have a quote on my computer desktop written by Shira Tammer that reads, "Anyone who thinks fallen leaves are dead has not watched them dance in the wind." Do you stop and think as you watch and the leaves fall? What purpose do they serve? God created them just like you and I, so they too must serve a purpose. I, for one, love fall and the leaves. how they can be so green, representing full life in its creation during the summer months, clinging to the branches or vines, tossed to and fro when the breeze blows, but do not detach from that branch, for they are strong. And when the rains come, they look drenched, maybe withered, but still cling to that life on the branch, waiting for the sun to dry them out and to stand firm against once again, for they have been lifted up by their Creator and His light. Let's go to the life of Jesus, particularly when He left His parents to go out into the world. Think about it. He left His life branch at that time. He left His father and He left His mother. Some believe He was around 30 years of age when He set out on His own to spread the good news, but still, He left His mother, a life branch. At the age of 12, Jesus and His parents were at the Feast of the Passover. Why the age of 12? Excuse me. In studying, I found out that at the age of 12, it was custom for a young Jewish boy to be in a final preparation for full participation in the religious life of the synagogue. Up until then, it was his parents' responsibility, especially his father's, to teach him the commandments of the law. By the end of the 12th year, he goes through the ceremony known as Bar Mitzvah, or Son of the Commandment. And when the feast ended, his parents were returning home when they realized that Jesus had stayed behind, for he was not with the crowd that was returning. I have two adult children, a daughter who is 38 and a son who is 36. My daughter, when she was a child, always stayed by my side or not too far from my sight. When we were out shopping and such. When my son was younger, maybe between 2 and 4, he would go shopping with us. I'm sure you all know what a bungee cord looks like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only the one I used looked more like the characteristics of a slinky. This strong-willed little boy loved to run ahead of me and sometimes hide, for he was very quick. And he always thought it was funny. And he didn't like it, but it was the only way to make sure he was safe and that if a kidnapper were out there, they'd have to take me too. Can you imagine that scene should it have happened? But I remember as a young mom thinking what a crazy world in times, even then, that we live in as the media made it more evident of children being taken and disappearing. The world was changing. The world was changing. At this point, Mary had to have felt frantic and probably at a full run until she was exhausted and forced to slow down. They weren't in a car where you could speed it up a bit to get back to find her lost child. They were walking. It took 3 days for them to finally find him in the temple, sitting amongst the teachers, listening and asking some very important questions for such a young age. And these teachers were amazed. And Mary says to Jesus, "Son, why have you treated us so?" I'm sure it was probably a little bit more different than that. "Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." I'm sure that Mary was very upset at this strong-willed boy who just decided to go off on his own. And Jesus said, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know I must be in my father's house?" What? This young boy was surely in for a talking to later. But then I am sure there had to have been some faith and trust in his judgment after finding him where he was at, in the synagogue with the teachers, which is where, if you think about it, a preparation stage of the will of his Father in heaven. Not only was he celebrating being a young man, God was preparing him for the changes coming. So he leaves with them, and they come to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart, meaning that just like parents today, you savor every moment in time of the memories your child create for you in their growth journey. And Mary knew he was special. He was changing so fast. But Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and grew in favor with God and man more every day. When he left to further the direction and the will of his Father, around the age of 30, he knew what the end result was to be in his future, but I'm not quite sure he knew what lay ahead of him to get there. With each step and move, he took his guidance from God, his Father, in prayer. And he did what his father asked, although I am sure that strong will from his younger years followed him into life, and he kept clinging to his branch, knowing it was not his time to let go yet. He too was going to have to weather the storms that were coming, and we all know, for the Bible teaches us, there were many. When we give ourselves to God, we are opening ourselves up to change, and believe me, he will change you. Just like the beautiful leaves this season, we are going to fall. It is our design. But just like those leaves dissipate, the trees will spring a new life in a new season, and if we let go and trust God, we can become new too. Don't be afraid of change. If your hearts are truly trusting God, then why not trust in him when walking through changes? Jesus did. Just like the leaves, Jesus had a purpose. And that purpose only came through change, orchestrated and played out by the Son at his Father's will. Let us pray. Lord, may we find ourselves not leaning on our own will, but on thine at all times. May we accept change with the understanding that, by design, your plan forward is the road we should be taking. May we pursue your guidance forward and lean on your promises. Amen.
Okay, please stand for our closing hymn. Stand.